From Wondery, I'm Virginia Madsen, and this is Little Stories Everywhere. Each episode will bring you stories for kids that spark the imagination, take you to other worlds, and bring joy. This is Camilla, the Indoor Pigeon.
Grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, you can team up with friends in Super Mario Brothers Wonder,
where you can meet talking flowers.
Life's full of surprises.
And where piranha plants sing.
And where Mario, Luigi, and Peach turn into elephants.
Wowie zowie!
And where this announcer turns into a
super tiny announcer.
That's not in the game.
Sorry, got a little excited. Nintendo Switch, the home of Mario and friends. Game rated E for everyone. Game and system sold separately.
Camilla was not your typical New York City pigeon. She wasn't satisfied with just cooing in the park all day, kicking up dirt. She found it boring and completely unsophisticated. She liked keeping herself tidy. She loved reading the newspaper, the style section in particular. And she always listened in on foreign tourists talking in the park. It kept her feeling worldly and cultured. "Hey, Camilla," barked her older brother, Dante. Dante was 13 in bird years and a total brute. "I bet by the end of the day, that entire bench will be covered." Dante pointed to a bench where a lady sat sipping a cup of coffee. "Covered? Covered in what?" asked Camilla. Suddenly, something plopped down on the lady's shoulder. She jumped up and spilled her coffee before realizing the plop was bird poo. Dante cackled as Camilla groaned in disgust. She did not find this amusing. Just then, Camilla's younger brother, Omar, landed shouting with glee. "Did you see that, Dante? Perfect aim! I got her!" Dante and Omar bumped chests and celebrated. Camilla just shook her head. When Omar noticed Camilla, he blushed with embarrassment.
"I only tried it that once, Camilla, and I'll never do it again."
Dante interjected.
"Don't worry about her. I think somebody's just cranky because she didn't get enough sleep last night."
It was true. Camilla did feel cranky. Her flock lived in Central Park, and they slept on rafters underneath the reservoir bridge. The weather was turning colder outside, and unlike all the other pigeons, Camilla just couldn't manage to keep warm. She was up half the night trying to snuggle up to her brothers for warmth.
"Hey, Old Man Whitaker is here with a sack of bread. Food!"
Pigeons had already started swarming the man.
"You coming, sis?"
asked Omar. "For a chocolate cupcake, maybe. But I'm not really up for being shoved and trampled over a hunk of stale bread. I think I'll go for a fly." But she was talking to no one. Her brothers had already bolted, leaving her all by her lonesome. Camilla didn't mind being alone. She knew she was different from the other pigeons. Most of them were happy to stay in Central Park, but Camilla's favorite thing to do was to fly through different neighborhoods all around New York City. She loved seeing what else was out there. As Camilla soared over to the gigantic Macy's department store, she saw shoppers going into the big building, leaving with armfuls of shopping bags. She saw office workers rushing out to lunch, and when she looked in through the office building windows, she saw others talking on their phones or working on their computers. Camilla especially loved looking inside windows. Pigeons weren't allowed indoors, so these little glimpses into a human's life fueled her imagination for days. Camilla found a nice empty window ledge of an apartment building to sit on and peered inside.
There were soft, plush couches and a clean, beautiful carpet. It looked so warm and cozy in there. "Here, birdie, birdie, birdie," a voice called to Camilla. "Who's that?" thought Camilla. She must have been about 15 stories high, so it had to be coming from inside the apartment. Camilla stared hard and scanned the room. Just then, a big, fat, orange cat leapt up on the ledge inside the glass window.
Oh!
Camilla was so startled, she accidentally backed off the ledge. She fell 4 stories before she was able to recover and fly back to the window, this time at a safe distance.
"What in the world are you doing inside, cat?" asked Camilla.
She had only ever seen cats outside before, and from her experience, they were bad news for birds.
"My name is Penelope, sweetheart, and there's no need to be scared of me. We've got a thick piece of glass between us."
Maybe Penelope was right. She couldn't hurt Camilla through the window pane. Plus, she didn't look like the mean, mangy cats Camilla was used to. Penelope had beautiful, shiny fur and a collar with rhinestones. Camilla cautiously landed on the windowsill to find out more.
"You don't want to hunt me for your dinner?"
"Oh, no, honey. I'm an indoor cat. My dinner comes to me served in a bowl, not flapping its wings."
"You mean you live inside? I bet that's wonderful."
"I sure do. I get to lounge around on the couch, primp my fur, and play with my humans. I've got them wrapped around my little paw because I'm so darn lovable. They even buy me toys and fluff up my cat bed every night."
Camilla was floored. She could barely talk.
You have your own bed?"
When Camilla returned to Central Park, she had a big announcement to make.
"Listen up. I'm going to be an indoor pigeon." "Oh, you don't want to live with us here anymore?" Omar asked, hurt.
"It's not you.
It's these living conditions. I can't stand it anymore. I need to live indoors."
"What, you're too good for Central Park now?" Dante said, offended. "If you think you'll do better indoors, Miss Fancy Pants, you're in for a rude awakening."
"It can't be any ruder than waking up shivering next to you two. Pee you," Camilla blurted as she flew away in a huff.
"Time for a bird bath, bro. You are getting a little stinky."
As Camilla flew, she thought, "Dante doesn't know anything. I'm lovable. And if a cat can live indoors, why can't I?" So Camilla looked for her new apartment building. There were so many good options, it was very hard to choose. But when a purple awning caught her eye, she finally felt certain. Camilla landed in front of the building and watched the doorman greet her future neighbors.
"Good afternoon, Mrs. Garcia,"
he said to a woman in a puffy coat, arms full of groceries. As he opened the door, he asked,
"Can I help you with your bags?"
"That's quite all right, Ravi, but you're dear to ask."
Camilla liked what she heard. How civilized. She marched right up to the front door, but the doorman paid her no mind.
"He must not realize I live here now," thought Camilla. "Otherwise, he'd open the door for me. He'll learn."
"Hello there, pigeon," the doorman said to Camilla.
But he did not open the door.
Just then, the mailman approached with his big mail cart, and the doorman opened the door. Finally! Now Camilla could follow him inside and get started settling into her new home. But as soon as she got into the entryway,
"Shoo, pigeon! Shoo!"
the doorman was lunging at Camilla and waving his arms. It was very rude indeed.
"I can see when I'm not wanted. You don't deserve me," Camilla thought,
as she flew off in search of a new indoor home. Entering through the front door didn't work, so next time I'll change my approach. Instead of choosing a tall building, this time she chose a smaller brick building. It seemed less fussy than the last one. She landed on the fire escape, and lo and behold, Camilla saw an open window. This was perfect. Camilla didn't have to wait for some silly doorman. She could just let herself in. Camilla flew to the window ledge and took a look inside. This wasn't as lush as Penelope's indoor home, but it would do. There was a bookshelf filled with books and a comfy chair in one corner, and in another, there was a writing desk covered in papers. Camilla wanted to see more, so she stepped in through the open window and hopped on the floor. Success! She was indoors. A woman with a messy bun and glasses peeked in from the other room and looked at Camilla in horror. My human! Out! The woman screamed. No! Get out, you! But Camilla stood her ground. The woman was loud, but she seemed too frightened to get close. It's okay. I'm an indoor pigeon. Camilla tried to communicate to the frazzled woman and calm her down. But projectiles had started flying towards Camilla. A sock, a magazine, a banana. This was getting dangerous, so Camilla flew out of the way and up on top of the bookshelf. That only made the woman scream more. Not up! Out! Get out! Get out! Get out! The woman ran away, but returned with a pot and a wooden spoon. This was not the warm reception Camilla had been hoping for. Why were these awful humans being so standoffish? She needed to find a nice human. This one was starting to seem like a real kook. Out! Out! Camilla flew in a big circle around the room before heading straight back out the window. She flapped her wings hard. She was frustrated. Was this the rude awakening that Dante had warned her about? Humans refusing to accept her as an indoor pigeon? That didn't seem fair. They didn't even know her. When Camilla looked down, she realized that she'd been so consumed in her thoughts that she had completely lost track of where she was. It was starting to get dark. She got a funny feeling in her stomach. This was the farthest she'd ever been from Central Park. For the first time, Camilla acknowledged to herself, "Being alone is much more fun when I know my brothers aren't too far away if I need them." Camilla looped around to find familiar territory. As she flew, she saw something intriguing on a nearby rooftop. A man with a pigeon on his shoulder. No, there was more than one. He had a pigeon on his shoulder, plus two more perched on his arm. He scattered birdseed with his free hand to a whole bunch of other pigeons congregating on the roof. Now, this seemed like a human that liked birds. As she got closer, she heard him talking to them gently. "Eat up, everyone. There's plenty to go around." When she touched down on the roof, the man noticed her right away. Hello, young lady. Are you new around here? You're just in time for dinner." This man was so kind. He might finally be her ticket indoors. Camilla ate. She didn't realize how hungry this whole ordeal had made her. "Now, off to bed. Everybody inside."
"Did he just say inside?" Camilla asked the pigeon eating beside her.
"Yep, follow me."
She was so excited, she could hardly contain herself.
Camilla followed her new friend.
"Is this box an elevator?" wondered Camilla. She had heard a couple in the park talking about getting stuck in an elevator once, and now she was going to see one for herself. an elevator to her new apartment.
What's it like inside? Camilla asked.
The man closed the door to the box and locked it. Then he disappeared.
It looks like this. This is our bird coop.
Oh, no. Camilla thought she was going to cry.
It's not much, but it keeps us safe until morning. Good night.
Camilla couldn't believe she was outside on a strange roof, trapped in a bird coop for the entire night. This was such a disappointment. Plus, she missed her brothers.
She couldn't snuggle any of these unfamiliar pigeons when she got cold in the middle of the night.
Finally, it was morning, and Camilla had barely slept a wink. She had to get out of here.
When the man came up and let them out for breakfast, Camilla dashed. In the daylight, she was able to fly up high enough to see the landmarks that would lead her back home. She felt a mix of things. She was relieved, but also defeated. Maybe it really was impossible to be an indoor pigeon. Camilla was almost home when she decided to make a quick pit stop.
Yoo-hoo! Penelope!
Camilla packed down the window and called through the glass. Penelope hopped onto the windowsill.
Good morning, sweetheart. You look awful, Penelope said, looking at Camilla's exhausted face.
I spent all day and night trying to be an indoor pigeon, Penelope. But humans don't want me inside their apartments. It's hopeless.
Darling, if those humans don't want you, then that's their problem. What you need is a place where humans aren't in charge. If you want to be an indoor pigeon, you can't let anybody stop you.
Penelope's advice got Camilla thinking. Where could she live indoors that wasn't a human's home? She thought, and she thought, and she thought. She had flown all over the city hundreds of times. There had to be someplace. When Camilla returned to Central Park, she couldn't wait to find her brothers.
Well, look who's back. Princess Indoor Pigeon, joked Dante.
Are you back for a visit? Asked Omar.
No way, dude. Her Royal Highness is back for good. All pigeons are outdoor pigeons. That's just how it is.
Come with me, said Camilla. There's something I need to show you. And she took off flying.
Dante and Omar had trouble keeping up with her. They weren't in shape like Camilla.
When they all landed, they were standing in front of a huge, majestic building. Grand Central Station.
Isn't this a train station?
Asked Omar while struggling to catch his breath.
Yep, and we're going in.
And that they did. Amongst hordes of commuters bustling about, Dante and Omar followed their confident sister through the front door unnoticed. They walked down a corridor until it opened up into a giant atrium with a ceiling taller than the trees in Central Park. There were announcements blaring, ticket machines whirring, clocks and schedules blinking. And when Dante and Omar looked up, there were pigeons flying high above it all. Come to think of it, there were pigeons in the windowsills and under the benches, too. And not one person was shooing them away or yelling at them or throwing things at them. With her brothers by her side, Camilla was overjoyed. There were other pigeons just like her. Indoor pigeons. From Wondery, this is Little Stories Everywhere. This is Camilla, the Indoor Pigeon, written by Janet Silverman. I'm your host, Virginia Madsen. Brian White is our associate producer.
Audio assistance by Sergio Enriquez. This episode is sound designed by Kyle Randall. Our story editor is Matt Wise. Our senior producer is Sochi Dorsey. Our executive producers are Janine Cornelo, Stephanie Jens, and Marshall Louie. For Wondery.